Good morning, church. We have songs to sing here, so let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and let's get to it. Father, we do thank you that we have the breath of life in us here once again, that we can be here in church, and we have the choice to be able to open up our mouths, praise and bless you, or to do something else. But Father, we are here this morning. We've made a conscious decision to get out of bed to be here in church this morning. And so, Father, we come to you now in spirit and in truth. And as we do that, Father, we know that you're able to move unrestricted through us with your Holy Spirit. And so we thank you for that now as we lift up our voices in Jesus' name. Amen. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full.
Amen.
Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads.
Now amen. Go and share some of that redeemedness that you possess with each other as you say hello this morning. shall be upon their heads. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You find that in Isaiah 51:11. If you care to look it up later on. There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still. Hear my life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath the sheltering wing. Always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon He's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen.
Verse 4 strikes me this week. Though sometimes He leads through waters deep. You know, you guys read that book, Like a Mighty Wind? You know, there's a part in that book where he talks about God had called them to go from wherever they were to a village someplace far away. And they had to cross a river. And it was monsoon season there, which means it's really, really wide and flooded, which means it's also deep. But more importantly, there was no bridge. No bridge at all. And it's infested with harmful things like alligators, crocodiles. You know, I'm allergic to those things. But, you know, he basically told them, you know, just go. Go. You know, and they started walking. And they realized as they went in that their feet were sinking about 3-4 inches into the water. But it wasn't going any further than that. And they just kept going all the way across. And that's what I was thinking about this. Though sometimes He leads
through waters deep and trials fall across the way, though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. He leads us. He does keep us singing. Amen.
I was dead in sin, but now I'm saved by grace. When the rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word. And I'm not gonna stop till everyone has heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. Well, Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. 'Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you'd better turn and run. 'Cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole.
Amen.
You're singing it like you really mean it and you're enjoying the song this morning.
Got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power. Agree together that all our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And at the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Satan's tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive, like a mighty army, still marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord at our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second claim, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus. He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second claim, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus. He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second claim, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. And nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side. I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is
is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And a light unto my path. You're the light unto my path.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me. Let the light of Jesus shine on me. Shine in me, shine in me. Let the light of Jesus shine in me, shine in me, shine in me. Let the light of Jesus shine in me, shine through me, shine through me. Let the light of Jesus shine through me, shine through me, shine through me. Let the light of Jesus shine through me.
Amen.
Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to him we give. Oh, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Oh, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
Amen.
You'll find that in Revelation chapter 15. Glorify the King of Kings and the Lamb. Thank you.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where He is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where He is holy. These are holy hands. We're lifting up holy hands. For the Lord works through them, and so these hands are holy. These are holy hands. We're lifting up holy hands. For the Lord works through them, and so these hands are holy. These are holy lips. We're singing through holy lips. For the Lord speaks through them, and so these lips are holy. These are holy lips. We're singing through holy lips. For the Lord speaks through them, and so these lips are holy. We are standing. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. Standing in His presence, we are standing in His presence, we are standing in His presence on holy ground.
Let's sing that again.
We are standing on holy ground. On holy ground.
Thank you, Lord.
Worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. And the sheep of his hand, just the sheep of his hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Just the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Just the sheep of His hand. Sorrow and care, hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Thank you, Lord.
Burdens are lifted in the Calvary. Jesus is very near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Lord, we thank you that we can cast all burdens upon you. Hallelujah. We can cast all your care upon you, for you care for us. Oh, come all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not like the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can cast all our cares upon you. Thank you, Lord, that we can look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you, Lord, we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for that blessed assurance. Jesus is ours. And we want to thank you today for a glorious day, for a day of victory, for a day of excitement and a day of celebration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we are grateful. We appreciate everything that you're doing in our lives. And we want to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth thee for all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy our mouth with good things, that our youth may be renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a God that cares. A God that is loving. A God that's merciful and gracious. Slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Who did not always chide with us, neither did he keep his anger forever. For he has not dealt after sins, nor did he punish us according to our iniquities. Hallelujah. For as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for the many wonderful things that you've done and that you have been doing and you are going to do. Hallelujah. And we are excited today, O Lord, to serve you. We are excited to be in the house of the Lord, to worship our Lord, our God, with all our heart. To bow down and worship you. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, that we can celebrate, Jesus celebrate. We can rejoice in the Lord always, and again we say rejoice. For he alone is worthy of all praise and honor. He alone is worthy. And we ask you today, O Lord, that you do a deep work in us. We ask you that you touch each and every one today. Lord, take the weaknesses and turn them into attributes. Turn them into strength. Let us not leave the same as we came. And as we came with excitement, we want to live excited. And we want to live rejoicing for the things God has done in our lives. And we bless you, Lord. We thank you today for victory. We pray, O Lord, as you move today, anoint the pastor. Anoint him, we pray, and give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce each and every one of us today. Thank you, Lord. Let it be victory in this body of believers. We pray in the name of Jesus. And anoint every ear that they will hear. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anoint our ears that we can hear what the Lord has for us today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for anointing everyone that gives a testimony today. And your name be glorified also with the testimonies. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you for anointing Thomas as he gives the invitation today. And we bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. And use us, Lord, we pray. Send us. Not our will, but thy will be done, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need as well, O Lord, in this body of believers. Meeting every need in the church finances, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Bible says, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. So every man and woman, as they purpose in their heart, let them give, not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have all sufficiency always in all things, may abound to every good work. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, that out of what you have given us, we want to give to the work of the Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching our hearts today. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning. I'm going to take a couple minutes for testimonies. And first I want to say that it was very nice. I had a very nice Thanksgiving this Thursday. And really, that's my favorite holiday. And I heard a preacher say on the way to church this morning, it's a state of mind. Thanksgiving is a state of mind. So we all need to be thankful. I also went to a birthday party yesterday went to two birthday parties, one on Friday and one on Saturday. But the one on Saturday was for an Armenian family, for the main guy. His name was Artie, 90-something years old. And one of the last true Americans, that's what I call them, you know, and come from Armenia, has a lot of good stories to tell. But I saw a lot of his descendants, you know, five generations there. And I was thinking, this is America right here. You know what I mean? It was a big Thanksgiving dinner and a birthday party and five generations of Armenian people that are Americans. And when you talk to them, they're not Armenian Americans, they're just Americans. You know what I mean? Anyway, it was beautiful to see that. And talked a little bit to Artie, and I said, you know, this might be the last great Thanksgiving meal that we have in America. We don't know. We might have more. We might not. But it sure is nice to have this one, you know. Anyway, I really enjoyed that. And you know, the same thing is played out across the nation with a lot of families. And I believe there was truly some thankful people there. That's the whole gist of it right there. Are you thankful? Okay, well, I saw a lot of hands go up for testimonies. I'll take Monica first, and then I'll take Natalia.
Well, I guess I have a lot to be thankful for, too. I had two grandchildren born this week. Charles, you know, Katarina had a baby girl, and then my daughter had a little baby boy. Katarina's baby is fine as far as I know, and that's as normal as a C-section could be. But Rachel's baby's birth was not normal in any way. It started out really good, but then there was some trouble because the baby was face up. So they had to turn him around and take him out with a vacuum suction something, whatever they used. And in the process, the baby's head was really long here in the back. You know, it really stuck out really long. And I was really, really concerned. I was shocked when I saw it. But according to what the doctor says, they do not reshape. They let the head go back on its own. And it could take some time. But it sounds like it's nothing to worry about. But I'm asking God for a miracle, that this baby's head will go back to normal fast. And apparently he is eating, he is breastfeeding every 2 hours because he was very small, only 6 pounds, 6 ounces. So he's eating a lot. And my daughter says that he was, he's losing weight right now, but that's pretty much normal after a birth. But I want to praise the Lord anyway for this baby's birth, and I'm looking forward to go down and helping Rachel to take care of everything in the house, whatever she needs my help for. So, yes, I'm really looking forward to that, and praise to God.
The family's getting bigger. Okay. Natalia.
All right. Go ahead.
Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, and he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. B-I-B-L-E-S, the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E, B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
Amen. secret is that Natalia's birthday is already passed, and she has a puppy for her birthday. So, and of course, thank you very much to all the people that gave birthday presents to her, and we all thank you and God bless you. Amen. Amen. Yesterday, Natalia opened the refrigerator and she said, "There's nothing in there." But thanks to Daddy Billy, he ate all the cookies. She meant there was no cookies left because Uncle Bill just ate all the cookies. But anyway, there's a lot of leftover. And also, I want to say that I heard this morning that congratulations is in order for Charles and Katrina and Uncle John and everybody that's related. We have a permanent new member in church. this week, this past week, I learned that I have a lot of Catholic friends in line of business and just friends, period. And it's that in Catholic religion, I asked one person, I says, "Do you have 10 commandments?" I said, "Yes." And yet I learned that they deleted one commandment and they duplicated the 10th commandment. That means, can you guess which commandment they deleted? The second is, thou shalt not make any grave images. That's why to them or for them, having statues and so forth is it's not a sin because that's been removed. But God forbids that. So therefore, if you have any... if you have any friends who are Catholic, please advise them that they ought to search the King James Bible and seek the truth. Anyway, in Revelation 22nd, 18th verse, it says that if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if in verse 19, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part of the book, life out of the holy city and from the things which are written in his book. And of course, we strive all our life to go to the holy city, to be with our precious Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, I didn't know that. So they took away one of the commandments. Okay. Any more testimonies? Okay. All right. We'll go with Charles. I guess we're going with Charles.
I just thought I would preemptively walk up here since people are starting to do an announcement. If we can get the screen live, I wanted to show you our little baby girl. Finally, yeah. 9 months. Finally here. Finally. Believe me, Katerina was saying, finally. So anyways, she's a cute little thing. She squeaks. She doesn't talk. She squeaks, and like most babies, she goes from content to irate and about, well, there's no middle ground. There's no, you know, hey, I'm starting to get hungry. It's, okay, I'm hungry. Wah! But anyways, really enjoying her. It's nice to have another little bundle in the house again. And I'll put up a little collage here for you. I won't tell you what the answers are, but these are our four little guys within a few days of being born. They got my nose, my eyes, my mouth, my ears, but they got Katerina's blue eyes. So the only hint that I'll give you is you can look at the borders of the pictures, and one of the pictures is exactly pink. So that narrows it down a little bit. But there's Andrew and Isaac and David and little Abigail. So We are thankful for our little addition that God has given to us. And you know, it never ceases to amaze me when I'm holding, you know, that little bundle in my hands for the first time and I realize here's a perfectly formed human body. Everything is just extremely small and miniature, but she is complete just like I am. Her soul is there. It's fully developed. She's cognizant. And, you know, I took her out of the operating room as they were moving Katerina, and I had to stand in the hallway probably for about 5 minutes. And in the hospital, they have different kinds of lighting. They have fluorescent lighting, and then sometimes they have some wall sconces. And some of the lighting was more harsh than others, more bright. And she was very, you know, this is within 5-10 minutes of opening her eyes and using them really for the first time. So it was very, very sensitive. And just decided to hum something for her just because she seemed a little distressed. And so I started humming, I don't remember what the song is, but it goes, you know, the statutes of the Lord are right. I just did it over and over again. And, you know, I can't prove anything to you, but it had an amazing calming effect on her. The Word of God, whether it's hummed or spoken, I mean, God knew what I was doing. It's powerful. It's a powerful thing. So, we're enjoying her, and you'll get to see her in a couple weeks, I guess.
Okay. I was trying to figure out which one was which. Were you guys doing that? I think I figured it out, but I'm not sure. Okay. Ina.
Praise God. Charles had testimony about the baby's physical being born. In this case, I just want to share a short testimony. As I traveled along, and I was going to Juba City, and then I realized I was very low on gasoline, and I know it would not last forever. So I thought for myself, I would buy cash because I didn't have so many different kind of credit cards that, and I'm sure this might be the opportunity to do it like that, because some gas stations will not take if you don't have the card, needless to say, that fits with their policy. So I rode into this station, and I'm not going to go into much detail, but I'm just going to say that before I left home, I was not going to take my Bible with me, and I thought, well, no, I need to take my Bible with me. And so I did. And so, lo and behold, the guy at the station, he was from a different country, and in the beautiful thing that God does all the time, it's just amazing that he had me to witness to this guy, because there was a wide open door, and I'm known for that. If I see a wide open door, I go right into it. Normally, I'm very quiet otherwise. Excuse me. But anyhow, so I witnessed to him, and asked him if he was a Christian, and he said yes. I know he wasn't in its real biblical way that we should be Christians. But I kept it for myself, and then I spoke up to him as I had the Bible with me, that you have to be born again. Have you been born again? No, he had not been born again. At least he knew that he was not born again. So I praise God for that. So I shared this those Bible verses from chapter 3 in John, the Gospel of John. In chapter 3, I shared what Jesus said, and I gave him also the Bible verses, and he wrote them down, and he had no Bible, And so he said his son had a Bible. I don't know what kind of Bible he had, but I'm going most likely to follow up on this case because I want to be sure if he has the right Bible or not. The son, I mean. But praise God, like Jesus said, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So he got something to think about. So praise God, there was an opportunity to witness. Praise the Lord.
Okay, I don't know your name.
Linda.
Linda, come on.
Can I speak on this right
here? No, you have to speak here.
Okay. My pleasure. Well, good to be here today. Okay, this is my experience, and I'm really happy this. I have this experience. This is my testimony. I was saved. I've been saved over 30 years, and my friends begin to speak to me a bit about being baptized according to the book of Acts. So I said, that name won't hurt me, so I did it. And I went, a friend of mine took me up to Rescue California, these people's home, and I met a pastor named Brother Selyard, and I was going to be baptized in the spa. I changed my clothes. As I changed my clothes, and I walked from the bedroom to the through the kitchen, God spoke to me. He said, buried with me in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life, Romans 6:3-4. I didn't think much of it. And I went out to the spa, was baptized. I didn't hear anything, didn't see anything, didn't hear bells, whistles, nothing. But I went home, and in 2 weeks' time, I'm in my room. I feel a presence in my room. And I said, I thought, someone's in here with me. I can feel a presence. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I've been speaking in tongues. And I've been saved for 15 years. I was saved already, serving God with all my heart. And that was 15 years ago. And then the last year, I began to see in the book of Acts, God explaining being baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I found Acts 14:2. Paul, on the way to Ephesus, he says to these men, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? King James Version. The other versions say, when you believe, but King James says, since you believe, meaning later. And so I began to realize the book of Acts is full of the teaching of being baptized in the Holy Ghost after you dedicate your life to Jesus. In Acts 10, Cornelius' house, they received the Holy Ghost, the Gentiles, and they were baptized in Jesus' name. In Acts 8, 14, the Samaritans received the Holy Ghost when Peter and John went down to them and witnessed. So I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I didn't know I was supposed to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I've heard preachers preach that's just for the apostles in the first century. But the Bible says this promise is for you and your children and all those afar off. So anyway, I believe churches today need to get into understanding the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen.
All right, Michael.
So I'm going to give a testimony to the Word of God. I guess what a testimony is. So I guess what a testimony is you see God in action. Isn't that what it is? So we're told to fast, and we're told to fast and pray. Now, the Bible talks about feasts and fasts. So in this church here, we're supposed to fast one day. So I fast on a Saturday. And I noticed that, yes, on Sunday, it is the most spiritual time for my body. My mind is the most clear. I am more in tune with God on Sunday because I fasted on Saturday. So I don't have to be a fanatic about this and yell and scream. They told me not to raise my voice. Be calm, be slow. And they told me, don't say it. So don't say it, but do it. And, you know, my nature is my nature. Everybody, they don't get off the track, Michael, either. The track is the track of the testimony track, not tracked, track. That I'm giving a testimony to the Word of God. I reiterate concerning the value of fasting. Now, what am I talking about? The Bible says to fast. I do fast once a week. I benefit once a week on Sunday. Now, Jesus did a great deal of fasting and a great deal of praying. What's that mean? Well, look at what happened to Jesus. He was in the body. It's very different. I don't want to get off on the track. I'm not the preacher here. Anyway, he benefited from fasting a very long time. Now, there's been some times when I have fasted more than a day. And I will confess to you, my fast is the lightest fast of all. It is a fast just of non-cooked food. It is not the most beneficial fast of distilled water. Distilled water is the most beneficial fast. Now, I didn't learn this from the Bible. There is truth outside the Bible too. Yes, there is truth outside the Bible. But you see, the Bible is the primary source. So the truth that's outside the Bible that expands on the truth on the Bible is the truth. There are many, many books on fasting. The Bible is not a book on fasting. The Bible is a limited book. So many pages, like 66 books, I do believe. Only 66 books. It's only that thick. But it's great, great poetry. Don't get off on the track, Mike. Stay back on the fasting track. So, the Bible tells us to fast. The Bible tells us to pray. We get as much as we can concerning fasting and praying by study of the King James Bible. There are books that are commentaries on the King James Bible, and they are in alignment with the King James Bible. And they study those in the seminary and study those outside the seminary. Classical texts on fasting and praying, especially on praying. Anyway, mine is the lightest fast of all, I repeat. It's just on non-cooked foods. Norma says, what kind of a fast is that? She has a better fast than me. I think she just has fruit. But again, I say the best is distilled. If you read about the benefits, the spiritual, the almost miraculous benefits of fasting. So I declare and I do believe that this is a great testimony on the subject of fasting from personal experience, right? So if anybody has any complaints about my testimony, see me afterwards and say, well, Michael, you did something wrong. You please tell me if I did something wrong, because I want to be good up here, because I really enjoy this. I really enjoy this here. And I'm not the pastor, I'm not the teacher here, but I really enjoy this. And I enjoyed, I do believe, helping you understand the value of fasting. Of course, I'm a kind of a minor expert on fasting. I've done it for years. Not that I've done it so well, me and my semi-fast, but I've read a lot of books, and I've done some limited. And even with those very limited fastings that I've done, they've been very beneficial. They're beneficial not only for general health, but also for spiritual health, because we are composed of three components, right? Body, mind, and soul. And fasting will benefit, how does it benefit the soul? I'm not a soulologist, but it benefits the mind greatly by bringing health to the body. You know, they're joined. The three are joined somehow. So fasting is a wonderful thing. We do it here once a week. We can always use more of it. And, of course, prayer, which fasting enables prayer. Thank you.
Okay. Irene, you're the last. Come on.
Hi. Just very shortly, I have to say this. The scripture that the Lord wanted to give me today is gather up. This is on St. John, the sixth chapter, and says, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. This is in the case when Jesus was multiplying the five barley loaf and the two small fishes and fed many thousands of people. And as I was hearing about Thomas, saying that maybe this will be the last of our Thanksgiving. But there are fragments of all those things that God has given us, and nothing should be lost. And we can always gather and be fed by the Lord. There is no hindrances for us to receive what we need because of his miracle power and his grace toward us. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I was thinking about gathering everything that he has given me in my life, in revelation, in the things that he allowed me to know about him through his word and through experiences. And all those pieces will not be lost for our future. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord and good morning. We still have 15 minutes left to go. Praise God. You know, when people have testimony, it means that we got a live church. If you go to a funeral, you know, the person cannot testify. You know, they just kind of solid, quiet. We're going to have some prayer today, and I would like to, we're going to do this a little bit different here today. We're going to start out to pray for rain in California. We haven't got enough, and if you have your Bible, turn to Revelation 7:1, and I tell you how we're going to pray here today. That's Revelation chapter 7. If you pick it up in verse number 1. And after these things, I saw four angels of the earth holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. I learned years ago that God has angels controlling the weather. And early this week, the different weather channels said that they had a weak little storm coming in. Most of it is going to go over into Oregon. And they said that we might get just a sprinkle. There'd be nothing to it. There'd be no rain in a valley. So I said, God, I don't want to water my lawn this week. And you know what? I need some water. And I prayed, please, have your angels change the jet stream, move it down. And you know, we had a pretty nice little storm Friday. So if you wonder who ruined the day for you, that was me. So here's what we're going to pray for, because we need water in our reservoirs. Let us pray for rain in California, that God will tell his angels to move out the high pressure ridges, aim the jet stream straight at Sacramento. And we need rain now to fill up our reservoirs and lots of snow in the mountains. I really believe that God is controlling the water. We have prayed, my wife and I, over the years, and we're just going to pray here today that God will move the jet stream. They got enough rain up in Washington and Oregon, and now it's our turn. So we're going to pray for that. All right. Then turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. That's Luke chapter 11. And this is for, we're going to read this here. Luke 11, and we're going to read from verse number 9 through 13. And this is for Patty Sims. I talked to her, my wife and I talked to her this week. And she's fighting a hard battle right now. You know, she's waiting for her thyroid to come in. And you believe that God's a healer and that she will have a thyroid. So she had been swelling up. And so we prayed with her. And the devil is giving her all kind of symptoms. And it is hard to stand in faith when we see the body deteriorating. She's crying out that God will give her more faith. So, Patty, this is for you and for all of us. Luke 11, verse number 9. And I said to you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. If his son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So we had a testimony here today about the Holy Spirit. We praise God for that. We've been praying that the Holy Spirit will move greater here in his service. And so Patty and Gina, this is for you. God loves you. We know that. God wants to heal you. And we're going to turn now and I'm going to send the word out. Matthew chapter 8. That's Matthew chapter 8. And it says in Isaiah that God, when God sends his word out, it will not return void, but it will accomplish that which he sent it to. So we're going to read Matthew 8. This is for all people that are sick. Listen to this as we just give you the word. When he, Jesus, was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be you clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no man, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for testimony to them. And when Jesus was entered the Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick in a palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I said to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west, shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out of darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Patty, Gina, go your way. And as you believed, so be it done unto you. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. When even was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out his spirit with his word. And he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities, and he bare our sicknesses. In Hebrews, the Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So this is what we're going to stand upon, these words. And then we have a prayer request here from Pamela. Please pray for my brother-in-law, Alan. He saved my life when I tried to commit suicide when I was in my early 50s. And now I'm asking God to save his life from destruction. So we're going to pray for him. We got a prayer request here from Monica. Pray for Rochelle's baby. Born with a vacuum method, head is elongated. Doctors claim they do not reform head, goes back to normal by itself. So we're going to pray for that. Now, folks, listen to this. Faith. Last week, who prayed for the oil last week? Who prayed for the oil prices to go down last week? Karen, do I see your hand? Yes. Okay, last week they were $77 a barrel. Our dollar is still weak. Hear this, folks. Our dollar is still weak. But the price of oil, let me find that slip. And I just had it here. It disappeared under here. But anyway, it's down to $74. So it went down despite all the odds. So praise God for that. And we're going to pray for the rain in California. I got too many pieces of paper here. Here it is. Oil prices, $74.90. So your prayer was worth $3. So today, let's pray for maybe $10. All right. And then we're going to go to Belgium. I don't know if you know where Belgium is located. If you go to the North Pole, come south, I'm just joking with you, it's located between France, Holland, and Germany. This is from Gert Timmerman. And he wrote this. I trust you're doing well. As explained, please pray for me for wisdom next Saturday, December 12th. We'll be discussing the recent global leadership summit held at our church. Despite the disapproval of the church council, they had Bill Hybel in their church and was grieving to them. I expect some conflict from the pastor and some council members. Please pray that we'll be able to convince the other council members and the senior pastor in grace and brotherly love. And from Gert. Now, this is an English-speaking church just outside Brussels, which is the capital of the EU, European Union. And it's a Pentecostal church. It's an Assembly of God church. But it's trying to go to the dogs. You know how churches go to the dogs. So we're going to pray here today that God will have his hand there and that they will simply go back to the Bible and not have these new agers coming in and doing all kind of things. All right. So let's come up here and pray, those of you that like to pray. So, Pamela, I'm going to let you pray for your brother-in-law. Come on up here. Let's move. People are a bit slow. Unlimber yourself.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Jesus Christ, how you suffer for us. And the most wonderful thing was that you were resurrected. So I pray now for Gina and her husband. I have been praying before, but I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you're the same always. No change with you. We can stand on your word because your word is alive. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you will move in a mighty way upon their lives, which only you can do, God, and you will raise them up. And we thank you, God, that they will be mighty witness and partners for your kingdom. And I praise you, God, that you are a God of miracles, as I have testified so much in my life, how you have heal me from going completely blind. And here I am, seeing 20/20 vision. And although I am afflicted, I do believe in miracles, that people will see me completely well and completely restored in God's timing. And I praise you, Jesus, what you're going to do in their lives and in many people's life here. And I give you the honor and glory for touching them. There is no distance with you. And I give you all praise and glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I pray for Rachel's baby that was born just a couple of days ago. He was born through the vacuum method because he was face up and then they had to pull him out. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will look after this baby and that you will do a miracle for him, Jesus, because I know you can. There's nothing too hard for you. Nothing is impossible for you. So I'm asking for a miracle for this baby so that he will be completely whole and that he will be completely healthy and that he will start to eat well and that he will grow and grow and grow. I praise you, my Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we bring before you the finances of this church. Specifically for the payment of rent that is due. We need $1,000 tomorrow. And Lord, it always seems like we have such a struggle, but you have the understanding of our need. And this is your church, and Jesus is the head. And so we thank you that you will take care of your church. This is your church, and you are here working. We pray that you would move on the people that you desire to be able to provide for this. And we also pray that people who have lost their jobs will find another job. We ask for that, Lord, for you to take care of your people who need to find jobs. And we thank you for what you are going to do, that you are going to bring in $1,000 tomorrow for the rent. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for last week's results in bringing down the oil prices. So this week, we ask you and pray to you that please suppress those speculators, those greedy people, and lower the prices more. And we know that the economy isn't stimulated by the Wall Street. It's stimulated by you, Heavenly Father. We just want to praise you. We want to thank you that you will make things right. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I just want to lift up this request to you right now, this request for Patty Sims. And I stand in agreement with my brothers and sisters here for the word that has already been spoken forth of healing for her. And I pray right now for a creative miracle in her body that the thyroid gland would grow back just exactly as you purposed it to be when she was born. And I ask this in Jesus' name. And I also ask you, Father, that you would give her the faith that she needs to stand against the lies of the enemy that are spewing forth towards her in this trial that she is facing. And I ask that you would give her the faith to stand against the accusing spirits that are whispering to her and shouting at her and coming at her every which way. And we know that you are much stronger than the enemy, that you have already defeated the enemy, and we don't have to stand for these lies. And I just pray that you would strengthen her, and that you would just speak to her. You would just lift her up, and that you would just carry her if needed, and just help her to stand firm and just to fall upon you and to fall upon your word and to just carry her through, Father. And I ask this in Jesus' name. And right now, Father, too, I just want to lift up to you the situation with all of our unsaved family members, for those of us who spent time with family who are unsaved and just how sad and how tragic and how depressing that was. I just ask that you would, in your miraculous way, through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would speak to each one of these family members, and you know who they are, that you would reveal to them in their hearts their need for a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that you would cause circumstances in their lives to be such that they would have nowhere else to turn, that the things in their lives would, that they trust in, that are of the world, that are of the flesh, that as harsh as this may sound, that those things would crumble and that they would not be able to stand upon them, and that they would have to turn to you. And I just ask that those things would crumble away quickly, because, Father, it is so painful to see family continue to reject you. And I just ask that you would strengthen the rest of us believers, and just help us to realize that whether they choose to become, have a personal relationship with you or not, is not our responsibility. I mean, we pray and we give them over to you, but ultimately their choice is not our responsibility. And so, Father, I just ask that you would again strengthen us against the lies of the enemy. And I just thank you and I praise you for the work that is to come and the fruit that is to come, and for the ongoing prayers that are lifted towards for our families, in Jesus' name.
Amen. My dear Heavenly Father, I lift up my brother-in-law to you, Alan. I have known him for many years, and he's a kind man. He was kind when he did what was necessary to save my life. And Lord, I know it was you that ultimately saved my life, because you knew I'd be here one day speaking and asking you to have mercy on his soul and to save him. I'm asking for that right now in the name of Jesus, that you would give him the gift of repentance, that you would soften his heart, that you would turn him to the only solution for our troubles in the world, and that is to Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, my Heavenly Father, that I can stand here and I can speak out and I can pray for his salvation. Because otherwise, all of us would be perishing. So I commit your word in to him in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all that all should come to repentance. Amen. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for Holy Spirit, for what you're going to be doing and what you already have done in his life. You are moving on his life. I know that. And that's why I'm up here to pray. And I'm seeking your face and I'm seeking your will in his life, so that he doesn't perish, that he has everlasting life in heaven with all of us in this church and everyone else in who is saved. And I thank you for coming upon me, Holy Spirit, and giving me the unction to pray. Thank you.
Father, we were have been studying the Bible and how the family of Israel was forced to go down to Egypt by your Heavenly Father, not because they wanted to or soared, but because of a famine, a lack of water. And Father, we need water to live, to drink, to water the plants, not just frivolous things, but it's a source of life. So Father, we know you're in charge when it comes to this entire world, and that you have angels that have set things in motion. So Father, we just thank you for bringing us the rain that we need, and that you will give us a sufficient amount so that there wouldn't be a drought here. We've been seeing the reservoir levels drop lower and lower and lower. But Father, we just ask that you would just fill them to overflowing capacity, that there's also farmers in Central California that can't do anything because of lack of water. There is no water that's coming to them. And this part of this country is kind of like a breadbasket. It has so many things. It can produce an abundance of food. So, Father, we just simply ask that you would just give us the water that we need. Now, Father, I lift up my little nephew, and I was thinking of Gina and Patty and all the requests that we have heard here today. And when Jesus stood in front of Lazarus's tomb, he knew of the resurrection power. Father, we thank you that you are in charge. Your will is being done, and that it is not your will that Pamela's friend should perish or that we should be sick, but that you have a solution to every single problem. And so, Father, we just thank you that we come to you and we offer our heartfelt prayers in faith. We stand back and we wait and watch you do the rest. And Father, we know your timetable, that 3 days for us is like 1 second for you, and you might just be waiting a minute. So nevertheless, Father God, we just simply ask that your will be done here on this earth. Amen. Amen.
Father God, we lift up Gert Timmerman, our friend in Belgium. Lord, he has a heavy heart because of the global council that just met and decided that they wanted to modify your word. They wanted to do something different, new agey, something out of Satan's pit. And some of the members are upset about it, as they should be. Father God, Gert Timmerman wants to talk to them. He wants to talk to his pastor and talk to the council and be effective in keeping the church solid on the word of God and standing for truth unmodified by the world government. Father God, we just ask you right now that you supersede this whole affair. Father, you protect this church that belongs to you. The members, for the most part, want to do what's right. They want to do what your word says to do, Lord God. Anoint Gert and put words in his mouth from straight from heaven. Your words, Lord, to convince those people to stay with the word of God and not to move towards the world government choices. Father God, help every member to seek your face. Help each member to call upon you and to be strong in Jesus and strong in the Holy Spirit. Father God, they need your help. They need your overseeing that situation, Lord God. So zero in on them, Lord God, and make this a special project, Lord, that this one church will be saved and that we'll not go under into the evil pit of secular humanism and New Age philosophy. Father God, hold them true to your word. Let each one come close to you. Let them fast and pray and seek your face. And Father, I know that you will give the words to Gert Timmerman, that he will be able to convince them that you stay with the Lord God and everything will come out better. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that all these prayers that have been spoken have been heard in heaven, recorded, and they will be answered. And we thank you now in faith. We give you great praise that you are an answering God that answers our prayers. And this we thank you for in Jesus' name. And those are a great said, amen and amen. You may be seated. This time we will have our outline signed out.